DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast as we come to you live on tape from the Boomer and Geo studio. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Jerry, I have three different unrelated things I would like to discuss.
Unrelated topics.
Yeah, there
are
three
you a hero
of them,
in any of them?
No, unfortunately, these are just things that I took note of while I was on vacation.
Okay.
And I said, let me.
Would you save these for me?
Yes, I saved these
for
you. I use this app called Brain Toss.
Okay.
Which I actually heard Howard Stern talk about many years ago. It's an app where it basically emails yourself quickly. You could open up your email app and email yourself, but this is a much quicker thing. So when I think of things, I just hit the app, type it out, hit send, and it goes to me.
All right.
So three different things. One, are you somebody who is on LinkedIn?
Do I have an account? Yes.
Do you have a picture of yourself on LinkedIn, or are you just like the LinkedIn version of the egg?
I don't log in very often. My guess would be the I don't know.
Yeah. I do have a LinkedIn, but I don't really use it.
Okay.
If someone requests to connect with me on LinkedIn and they can help me in the future, I accept them.
But if it might be a student that you might be able to help in the future,
I don't accept.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I think it's just a nice place to keep your resume, just
okay,
so you know where you're at.
Is your resume uploaded?
It is. I did.
I didn't know you could do
years
that.
Years ago. Yeah, well, I guess I didn't upload a resume.
Typed in the information?
Yeah, and then it makes a resume for you.
Here's mine. WFAN. Since 1997.
The end.
Well, there's a lot more, but
yes.
Okay,
right, you've got all those other things. But yeah, so one of the things that LinkedIn does, which I think is a scam, this is going to see if you think this is a scam.
Okay.
So you could pay for LinkedIn,
mm-hmm,
and what that will do is it'll tell you if somebody, who looked at your profile.
Right.
So
I get an email every day saying how many searches there were this week. Not every day, I guess every week.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right. You get you go on there and it'll say 81 companies searched you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you who it is. And it's always somebody in your business.
Right.
Right. So you're telling me that every week 80 to 100 of these companies are searching me. And zero have reached out?
Right.
That's got to be a scam.
Yeah, I would think so. That, to me, is probably more just other people on LinkedIn are curious and have either your name has come up. I don't know how it works.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, so let me ask you this. So, let's say somebody, I look at somebody on LinkedIn, and I look at somebody. Do they get, and in their email, does it say, WFAN looked at you?
I would think it's going to say if they pay for it, it's going to say Al Dukes
checking
you out.
Yeah, but if they don't pay for it,
then I would think the business might come up. Yeah,
yeah.
I think
so. That's how they're doing it.
It's intriguing. Like I've thought about paying for it just when I see those emails, but I also don't believe it to be real.
Yeah, I also don't like that. If I want to look at your LinkedIn, why should you know that? It's out. It's public knowledge.
That is true.
That's
a very good point.
Why is Al Dukes looking at my LinkedIn account?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is that how it works on OnlyFans?
Probably. I just don't like the app. But I also think before I look at somebody's LinkedIn, like, what are the chances they're paying for this? Probably low. So my name's not going to show
up.
There
you go. So you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just never gotten into it.
Yeah. Because sometimes it'll be like, there'll be something with like a salesman or saleswoman here.
Sure.
And they'll be like, oh, go see so-and-so. I'm like, I know that name's familiar. Let me see what they look like. And then you Google them, and then their LinkedIn comes up, and you click on it. Now it's like, are they getting a note? Al Dukes just looked at your...
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Again, I don't know it. I'm not familiar enough with LinkedIn to know. As you know, Al, I'm not a big social media guy.
Yeah.
And I know that's more social media work-related stuff, but...
But people do post on it. I don't ever. Yeah.
Post, like, comments?
They might post an article like the future of sports update anchors. Here's an article. You know what I mean? Like, so
there is none.
The end.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So it's things like that. But I don't use LinkedIn. I like to be on it just to be on it. But it's just, I find it interesting that every week hundreds of companies in my field search me and don't reach out.
Right.
False.
So NBC is not going to be hiring you to be the new producer of Thursday Night Football.
Correct.
Okay.
I also think it's funny that sometimes, you know, LinkedIn is, you know, probably controlled by algorithms and things, of course. So on my LinkedIn, I have that I'm a co-host of 5 to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I used her co-host and host of.
Yeah,
something.
So you get restaurant job offers. Me too.
To be a hostess.
Yeah. I do too. I also get, because it also says sports anchor on mine. So I will get like companies with the name anchor in their title.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, you know, Anchor Glass has an opportunity for a custodian. You seem to be a fit. I'm like, to be a custodian, now, that's fine, but that's not what I do.
It's because the anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I know exactly the keywords.
Yeah, keywords.
Yeah, it's funny.
Or they'll send you a thing, like when they talk to you about trends, they'll be like, co-hosting is down 40%.
I'll tell you what's down 90% is update anchoring. I listen to a lot of The Fan in Dallas and IP in Philly getting ready for the Cowboy-Eagle game. Neither station do updates.
No sports updates.
Not during the day. I don't know what they do in the morning like we do, but during the day, no, they take a break right before the top of the hour. I hear the Odyssey Sports Minute, and then it's right back to programming.
Hmm.
There is no update.
Yeah.
So anybody out there that wants to be an update anchor, find something else to do.
Yeah, that is trending, according to Jerry's LinkedIn, that is trending down.
And a bad direction.
Sports update.
Yeah.
My second topic, Jerry, unrelated, is I was thinking this the other day. I saw someone that I know who lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
And
me too, by the way.
Who is? You saw
me
somebody
too.
As well?
Yeah.
And
can I take a guess what you're going to say?
Yeah.
You don't want to say anything about it because you feel like they did it with Ozempic.
Well, yes.
I knew it.
First of all, do you... Because normally how this would have gone in the past before Ozempic was
a
thing.
You look great.
You would say, wow,
yep.
You really got in shape.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that? It's really great. Like, what was your story?
Sure.
But now you don't want to do that because I'm sure the person's not going to say, oh, I took Ozempic.
I have found some are very open and excited to tell you that they took Ozempic or the other ones that are out there that are like it. And then others will not. They simply will not discuss
it. Yeah.
And they won't say anything. Like, yeah, I'm working hard.
And also, do you congratulate someone if they took the shot? Like, would I congratulate you if you no longer have stomach issues because you're taking a pill?
So I would say this. As someone that has struggled with my weight for really my entire adult life. Now, I'm not 400 pounds, so please don't make this an extreme thing. But I'm heavy. I'm much heavier than I should be. And for me, it's been a struggle. I would say once I got into my late 20s, I started gaining weight at a pretty good clip. And once a year, I would be very disciplined and motivated, and I would lose the weight, and I would feel good for a few months. And slowly, once you get off eating the right way with the proper foods, it just comes back. I've gone through this the last few years. So as someone that really struggles with it, I appreciate the idea of doing it the, for lack of a better term, doing it the right way, meaning diet and exercise and getting your body right. At the same time, I also know plenty of people that have not had the discipline, maybe lack of motivation, whatever it is. And this has really helped get them to a healthier version of themselves. Now, I don't know if they're going to be on that shot forever or if once they get off the shot, the weight comes back. I don't know that that's their problem. But I don't look down on people for doing it. I understand, I get the struggle. You know, it's kind of like I've always said to you, back in the day, I chewed tobacco when I was a teenager. I smoked cigarettes, and I remember how hard that was to quit those things. I don't understand what it's like to be a cocaine user or anything like that, but I would say if, from what I've been told, those are 10 to 20 times harder than quitting tobacco, oof, I feel for you. So, I get the struggle, so I don't look down on people, but I understand that some people do.
Yeah, and I've talked about, I legitimately would say I was addicted to Tostitos.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds
That sounds like someone saying, oh, well, you don't really The idea of that you consume them, whatever it is, and then go, I'm not doing that again. And the only way for me not to do that is to not have it in the house.
Correct.
Very simple. And then I go out to the store and I see a bag and I go,
You talk yourself into it.
Into one bag.
You rationalize it.
And then you do it again. And doing that over and over again, I could imagine is very similar to any type of addiction where you do the act.
Yeah.
You're ashamed of yourself for doing it. You say you're not going to do it again, and then you
do
it again.
You're chemically addicted to it.
Yeah.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, I guess because you also, if you haven't seen somebody for a little while and you see them and they're literally half the size they were, it's also strange to ignore that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
I
don't know.
I mean, I saw a guy, I didn't know him, but a guy came into our radio booth on Thursday night, knew the crew that I was working with, and I guess he's from Philly. And he came in, and I don't know if it was Brian Baldinger, but one of the guys was like, man, you look great. And he's like, yeah, I'm down 108 pounds. I was like, holy crap. And I didn't know him. So he just looked like a normal, looked good to me. And I'm thinking, that's got to be. You know, in this day and age with what we're doing, I can't, maybe he's doing the Stairmaster and he's on the carnivore diet. I don't know. My guess is he's probably on one of these shots and it's working for him.
Yeah, I think a lot of times now we assume the shots.
I assume the shot now because of a couple of things. Number one, it is not this easy for this many people to lose this amount of weight in what is a relatively quick time period. And number two, they now advertise the shot as weight loss. Like it's not just it was supposed to be a diabetes drug, wasn't it, when
yes.
it began? And that's how, at first, it was advertised for diabetes, and then it would also say, and you could lose weight. I now blatantly see ads just to lose weight.
Yes.
So if I'm watching that, I'm struggling. I mean, why? If I was 125 pounds overweight, why wouldn't I try?
Right.
Especially as you get into your 40s and 50s when who knows what can happen. You know? So I assume everybody's on the shot.
Yeah. And then for people who are didn't want to take the shot, and
me.
Lost the weight doing it the hard way, then people are looking at you like, oh, Jerry took the shot.
That could be. The only difference I would say there is I think it's a noticeable time frame, whereas I feel like if you do it with the diet and the exercise, it's going to be a pound or two a week at most.
Yeah.
And it's going to take you 6 months to where all of a sudden you really start to look the way you want to look. With the shot, the way I've seen it, I've seen people radically lose literally 30 pounds in a month. And it's almost like I just saw him 3 weeks ago. Whoa. Those are the ones where it's like they got to be on the shot. That or they're fasting for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Do you think it's harder to eat, do you think it's easier to eat crappy food in the summer or winter?
Winter.
Really?
Because you are stuck inside and bored. My biggest issue is the winter from board eating. Watching the football all day on a Sunday. I mean, I love football Sundays. I do. But like, for example, Saturday my son played in a golf tournament. I didn't eat breakfast. I had a cup of coffee after his tournament was over. So I didn't eat all morning. Not by design. I woke up. I wasn't hungry. And we left. I took him to Chili's afterwards just because it was near where the golf course was down in Princeton or wherever the hell we were. Freehold. I don't even know where we were. Then I went in and I got a grilled chicken salad. No dressing. I used the feta cheese that I asked for as my dressing. Felt great. Couldn't have been better. Went home Saturday night. Wasn't really hungry. And I wound up having two turkey meatballs at like 7:30. That was it. I was up till 10:30, 11 o'clock. Couldn't have been better. Very, very few calories, actually. Probably, but whatever. That was my day. Then comes Sunday. And I had to go to a wake. My friend Scott, who passed away, went to the wake. But Sunday is, I run around, I go to the store, I get the bagels for the, I didn't have any bagels. I made eggs with a little guac. I had one piece of Ezekiel toast. I'm like, that's a good breakfast. Then the cooking begins. Sunday cooking. And all of a sudden there are chips and salsa out. Now here come the little tacos in the oven, the hors d'oeuvre tacos. Oh my God. Then we're making pasta and meatballs with garlic bread, and the house smells fantastic. And I went from eating as good as you can for 36 hours to, well, I'm kind of hungry. I'll have one. One turns into five, and it falls apart.
Yeah.
And it's just you're watching the games, and it's like you get up, you're bored, commercials, you're bored, you go grab a chip. For me, it's the winter. Being in the house is the hardest part for me.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And people are moving less. Around less in the winter.
Yeah, that too. Hmm.
All right. And my final topic, Jerry.
Yeah.
Is I'm wondering, nowadays, do you think most people do or do not have a primary care physician?
I don't, actually. Yeah. I think a lot of people go to the walk-in places now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have one. I asked, Gio told me he doesn't have one.
So I started going to a walk-in place. My primary doctor retired about, it was right before the pandemic. He had just had it with the insurance companies and the co-pays, and he was at a point where he could retire. So he quit probably 5 years earlier than he thought he was going to. So one day I just got a letter in the mail and he was done. I was like, wow, okay. And I had one final appointment with him and he explained it to me. Okay, fine. So I started going to the walk-ins. There was one that I liked a lot. And they've turned that into a regular doctor's office. So I have stuck with that doctor. So I do have one, but for about 3 years I didn't. And I think most people use the walk-ins now when they don't feel good.
Yeah. And then I have a gastro doctor, right? So I have to get colonoscopies every 2 years. So I have that. I have a urologist, even though he's now in an area where I used to live near Basking Ridge. But I think that's what happens now. I think a lot of people don't have primary care. They go to the walk-in clinics. Yeah. And then if you have a specialty issue with whatever your issue is,
they send you there.
You have a foot doctor that you go to, but you don't have a... That's why so many times it'd be like, follow up with your primary care. You're like, I don't have one of those.
You are my primary care.
Yeah. Yes. And what is your name? You are my primary care doctor.
Right. The only other doctor I see is a urologist right now.
Yeah.
I had a cardiologist, as you know, in 2017 and 18. But once they cleared me, I stopped going to that doctor. That's it. Urologist is all I see as of now.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And I do want to go to Princeton Longevity again in April. That'll be 2 years. I am going to go again.
Yeah. Cause a lot of the things that your primary would do, you could do on your own if you wanted to, like as far as like getting your annual blood work done.
Well, you turned me on to that.
Yeah.
I was curious about my blood sugar to see if I had type 2 diabetes. So I think it was $60, I got my own blood test.
Yeah.
I walked in. She's like, your insurance? I'm like, no. Like, I paid for it. She goes, you did?
Yeah. They find that so strange in those places.
Well, it was $60. She goes, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. On their website for either Quest Diagnostic or LabCorp.
I think it's great.
There's all sorts of tests you get done.
You get like it explains everything to you.
Yeah, when you get your results in, they'll show you whether you're in the green, the yellow, or the red, what it means, and all
very
those
good.
Things. Yeah.
My biggest concern, I mean, I have many concerns, but my biggest concern right now, well, two. One would be the visceral fat around the liver, because I'm reading a lot about how bad that's for it is for you. And as I have struggled to lose the weight, I know. I mean, I'm going back to when we went to Princeton Longevity Center a year and a half ago, that was something they told me I had to work on. Hasn't gone so good. Last summer it went good. I did lose 25 pounds, but guess who? Put it all back on. Here we are. So I am concerned about that, and then also concerned about the whole prostate area thingy, which is why I'll be at the urologist on Thursday to continue that.
Oh, this week you have a urologist.
I'm going Thursday. Thursday is the scope appointment.
If I need, when I need a urologist, could I go to your guy?
A little weird.
Weird.
But don't you and Eddie share one?
Right now, Eddie and I share a urologist.
Yeah, I think,
I think it's weird. But you have a guy you like.
I do. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. I think he's good. I mean, I hope he knows what he's talking about.
And he's got updated equipment.
So he says, yeah. Because I've had this done prior, about 15 years ago. And when I mentioned the other doctor and the way it was done, he thought it was archaic.
Hmm.
So that made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't want to go to an archaic doctor.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, but I have to.
Yeah.
I need a peek inside what's going on.
Inside your penis?
Well, further in.
Further inside?
Yeah.
Does it have to enter through the penis
Correct.
Hole?
That is what the scope, and that's where it goes.
Ooh.
Not good.
Yeah.
But I had ultrasounds done, and like he's like, this is the last thing we got to look at to figure this out. I'm like, okay. Medicine didn't work.
Yeah.
A little concerning.
Damn. Yeah. Like, of all things, couldn't be a shin or an ankle. The penis.
I would have taken the shin. Well, it's not that. It's what's inside the body.
Yeah.
That works fine.
Right. That's why they have to go inside the penis
Correct.
To see what's going on.
Disaster. This getting old sucks.
The body does seem very complicated. Like,
you think?
Right? Like, every little thing's got a million parts.
And one little thing goes wrong, and it's like an engine with a car. It's like an airplane, you know? Like, our body is our machine, basically.
Yes.
Which is why it makes no sense that we shove candy and cake and cookies down our throat constantly.
Yeah,
that's literally like going outside when you go put gas in your car. Hold on a second. Let me throw this case of water in there first. It makes no sense.
No, it does not make sense.
Let's throw some Coca-Cola in with the gasoline.
Yeah.
It'll run beautifully.
Yeah.
We really are stupid.
Yeah. It stinks.
It does. My biggest issue, I would say, though, with the food, and this even goes with me with finances. If I don't write stuff down and have a plan, everything to me is just out there. And it's very fuzzy, and I have no direction. I know what to do, but unless I see it, I don't do it. Meaning, like this morning, I made sure last night before we started a new cornhole league last night. So before I went to that, I knew I was going to get home a little later than normal. I knew I'd be up and tired this morning. 4 o'clock yesterday, I'm like, you know what? Let me put my food together for tomorrow. So I'm not sitting there at 3 a.m. like, oh, what do I do? Now I know what I should do. Grab an apple. Grab a pepper, grab a couple of meatballs. Like, I know what to do. Grab the yogurt, but I'm not thinking straight at 3 o'clock. I'm exhausted. Damn, that deviled egg looks good. I'll eat that on the way into work.
Yes.
So I wanted to, and I know not to do that. But sometimes when you don't have it laid out, or if you want to make a meal, sometimes I'll sit there and say, what should we have for dinner tonight? I don't know. How the hell will it? Just make chicken cutlets. Meantime, you're deep frying chicken cutlets, which isn't good for you, but it's easy because you know it. So I'm trying to write out the week so that I see what I'm going to eat. So when I go shopping on Sunday morning, I get everything and it's in the house.
Yeah.
If I don't do that, hell, I might as well have SpaghettiOs. I'm lost. By the way, do you know how much a can of Amy's soup is?
A can of Amy's soup. I'm going to say a can of that is, because it's not Campbell's. I'm going to say a can of Amy's soup is $5.60.
You're close. It was $5.49 the other day at Stop and Shop. So for one can of soup, holy crap. I picked it up. I put it right back down.
Oh, yeah. I put that
because
right
that's
back
the type
down,
of meal you ain't full when you're done with it.
No, you'll still be starving.
God damn, $5.50 for a can of soup.
Freaking Amy's soup.
Yeah, well, all this stuff's expensive.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday after Mets and Yankees have games.
Okay.
5 a.m. So!
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.